You ever have your cloud AI going down right when you're in the middle of something, or they move? A feature behind a new tier? I'm so done with that.
Same. That's exactly why the local agent thing stopped feeling like a hobby project. There's this framework called Hermes, crossed 140,000 GitHub stars in 3 months.
Hermes. I've seen the logo, I think. What's the actual pitch? Like, my Nose app already has an AI thing.
So the big difference is it's built to improve itself. Every time it hits a weird task or gets feedback, it writes a new skill and keeps it. It's not just calling an API and forgetting what happened.
Right.
And it runs these little contained sub-agents for specific jobs, so one doesn't get confused by what the other is doing. New research curates all the plugins too, so it doesn't break every time you sneeze at it.
News. That's the same crew behind some of the open weight model releases. Yeah.
Yeah, so there's pedigree. The other thing is, put the same model in Hermes versus another framework, and Hermes returns better results. It's doing active orchestration, not just wrapping a chat call.
Okay, but what model even runs this locally? I don't have a data center.
Qwen 3.6, 27 billion or 35 billion parameters. The 35B runs in about 20 gigs of memory, and it's outperforming their old 120 billion model. The 27B is supposedly matching stuff that used to need 400 billion parameters and 70 plus gigs.
That's wild. So MarTX can actually do this without catching fire.
That's the whole point. RTX PCs, RTX Pro workstations, DGX Spark, tensor cores matter here. Because it's not just one prompt, it's multi-step tasks, refining skills, running while you sleep. You want throughput, and you want it local.
Who's this for, though? Like, am I shipping a product with this, or is this a power user weekend thing?
Right now, it's mostly developers and serious prosumers. The barrier is you still have to manage the stack, local model server, the agent loop, maybe some Docker stuff. It's not install and double click yet.
So it's still rough.
A little, but the always on part is real. You set it to watch a folder or your messages or whatever. It just keeps going. The self-improving part means 2 weeks in, it's doing things you didn't explicitly teach it.
That's either exciting or terrifying.
Both. I tried pointing it at a messy downloads folder and told it to organize by project. First pass was okay. Third pass, it had written a skill that checked file contents, not just extensions.
Okay, that is actually useful.
And it was running on a single GPU while I was also using the machine.
What about the model selection? Do I need to be a Quant stan or can I swap?
It's provider and model agnostic by design. Qwen 3.6 is just the one they optimize for, because the efficiency is so good. But you could point it elsewhere.
All right. If someone's gonna try this like this weekend, what do they actually do?
Grab the Hermes repo, get Qwen 3.6 running through a Llama or llama.cpp on your RTX if you have one. Then pick one boring, repetitive task and let it try to build a skill for it. Don't ask it to do 10 things, one thing.
One thing, I like that. Cody, I might actually try this.
Send me a screenshot when it inevitably moves your important PDFs to a folder named MISC.
I will blame you directly.